A weak solidarity bricky team listener when some weak-kneed, capitulating commie greenies, oblivious of the threat to true blue Aussie security from all those evil US of the UN of the US of the world train killer bases all across the Pacific, well, all across the world, carry on about, oh, hang on, they're on our side, or rather, we're on their side. Good US of bases. Sorry. Oblivious to all those evil China train killer bases all across evil China, carry on about the costs of nuclear killers required to attack those evil bases. Evil China, could you put off doing anything silly for, say, 30 years? The costs, which we pointed out last week, are $38 million a day for those 30 years. The long-haired, greeny, Neville Chamberlain capitulation clones claiming $38 million a day for 30 years could do wonders for public assets and responsibilities. What use state-of-the-art public housing, transport, health, education, Indigenous closing the gap, livable welfare incomes, a clean environment, to name a few, when we face such a threat? And if anyone doubts that, just ask the US of. As a senior US of train killer told us this week, we must send the nuke killers for which we are paying the US of merchants of death trillions to support the US of if it goes to war with evil China. Or should that be when? Showing how out of touch those anti-war wimps are, and they were put in their disgraceful, perfidious place by the Minister for Being Offensive and Train Killing Richard Malls, the bad guys, who told us the $368 billion and rising bill was unremarkable, leaving us to ponder what he might consider remarkable. The capitulation gets worse as a survey shows most true blue Aussies oppose any tax increases to pay for all this. Don't they realise feeling secure doesn't come cheap? And across the ditch, the New Zealand shadow minister, the more conservative party, agreed with their wimpy commie government that its anti-nuclear policy meant true blue Aussie use of new killers would be banned, or US of new killers would be banned from New Zealand waters. New Zealand opposed the train killer language dividing the Pacific, he said. How gutless. As the possibility of evil China mediating to resolve the Ukraine war, military exercise, encouraged by the European Union, the US ob choked on its nuclear arsenal at such madness, pointing out that unlike the US ob, evil China could not possibly mediate because it had taken sides. This is one of those sadly increasingly regular occasions where satire simply can't compete. Meanwhile, as the screaming crowd cheered Richard Malls, the bad guys, as some socialist god when he introduced the by-election winner Saturday night, I thought, what a progressive warmonger socialist god, spending trillions on killing people, his tongue covered with US of Big Supremo Joe Biden capital's boot polish. And then the caring business class party and its Supremo Constable Peter Duffer said it must maintain our principles and values like you know. And I thought, very smart, Pete, because they're the very principles and values that got you into this mess in the first place, like you know. But Pete showed what a quick little learner he is by maintaining the support for the terra nullius people, or well, non-people, he displayed so warmly as a Queensland copper and turning his back on the apology to the stolen generation, which incidentally, Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect columnist informs us were never stolen in the first place. Although Pete said that, turning his back, may have been a bit of a mistake, like you know. And underlining what a quick little learner he is by telling us he supports giving the terra nullius people a voice by voting no to giving the terra nullius people a voice. But clarifying the logic by also pointing out he is not denying the terra nullius people a voice because by definition the terra nullius people are terra nullius and therefore non-people, and so he is not anti-terra nullius because there are no people to be anti-off. After all, it's the socialists' fault. We can't blame Pete. Fault for not giving Pete the detail he needed after they gave him the detail he needed. after they gave him the detail he needed. After, if but for the detail, Pete would have said a resounding yes. And goodness me, didn't the no announcement come like a bolt from the blue? As the caring business class party tears itself to shreds analysing why nobody loves it, wonder if they've considered the incongruity of asking the true blue Aussie people to vote as Big Supremo, a Queensland copper. And given since his ascension to the Supremo throne, we're now seeing the new warm, cuddly Pete, the mind boggles at what he'd be like if it's not worth thinking about. As, quote, the housing crisis, the rental crisis, the homelessness crisis worsen, only the true blue Aussie Capitalist Review could run a disturbing, indeed a distressing article highlighting the real crisis created by rising interest rates. Poor, poor landlords are doing it tough. Unless you want to be reduced to tears, listener, I recommend you don't read the article. Because the housing, rental, homeless crises are resolved, thanks to that esteemed contributor to Social Advance, global economic behemoth EY for Eating Your Money, which announced that Build to Rent by the socially conscious developers would solve the problem. The silver bullet Eating Your Money declared, so it must be the panacea. With just one minor condition. Governments must come to the party with tax concessions for those who don't pay tax in the first place, and lots of corporate welfare, allowing the private sector to do what it does best, enjoy not paying tax and enjoy welfare from the taxes of those who can't avoid paying their tax. So this will solve the problem for people who can't afford the spiraling rents. Certainly, as long as they can afford the rent, which will be cheaper. Good God, no, we have to get a fair return on our investment. So what's the benefit? Clearly the benefit is we are providing affordable rentals for those that can afford the rent. Wouldn't it be better if the tax concessions and corporate welfare were spent on public housing? Oh dear, what goddamn universe have you been living in? No one builds public housing anymore. Governments know what used to be public housing is better off with the efficiency of the private sector. But the rents are higher. Come on, you can't expect the private sector to subsidise the undeserving. They have to get a return on the government's investment. And the community former public housing privatised association, which is big-hearted enough to run the former public housing handed to it, enthusiastically backed the Eating Your Money, your generous offer. It would be a boon to the people to whom it devotes itself. But how can they afford the much higher rentals, which are why they are the people to whom you devote yourself? It will teach them to be more responsible. Our experience is that so many of these people whom we so care about are not responsible. You mean not responsible for being poor and facing a roof over their head crisis? Exactly. So there, problem solved. As long as the government accepts its important role, more so its responsibility, which explains why the homeless in their gutters are whooping it up this Easter. Over in the US, we were made aware by that country's most reliable and accurate source, judges and prosecutors and their partners and children and mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and nephews and nieces all hate former Big Supremo Donald Trample the Poor because they are all anti-American commies who detest their country. A country whose only salvation from the commie-greenie attack on liberty, freedom and democracy lies in Donald Trample the Poor, who nonetheless, unfortunately, let's hope not, but unfortunately, may have to check whether the presidential desk can fit into a prison cell. The Zion train killers got into the ecumenical spirit of Easter, Ramadan and Passover by raiding the Alaska Mosque and bashing the proverbial out of the congregation. Yes, why did you bash the proverbial out of them and wreck the joint? Because they threw things at us. But they threw things at you because you'd raided the mosque. Exactly. This shows how our raid was essential to bash the proverbial out of these terrorists. As a result, Hamas fired a few penny bungers towards Zion, forcing Zion to bomb the shit out of them, showing again how evil these terrorists are and how peaceful and gentle and caring are Zion and its bristling with weapons of mass destruction trained killers. For what could be more terrifying than people throwing things just because you're bashing the proverbial out of them? Any wonder a Zion minister says the non-people should be erased from this planet and long-haired commie greenies couldn't object, because like Constable Duffer with the Terra Nullius non-people, they would not be erasing real people. Even so, the US would show its respect for human rights, well in this case non-human rights, by urging the rapidly disappearing non-people to show restraint. Thus, finally, we leave Constable Duffer washing his hands after nailing the Terra Nullius non-people to a cross, clarifying they are not being nailed to because they are not people to be nailed to. No, like you know, he sage wisely, if that not be a tautology or even if it is. No, 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 no. Although, hard as it is to believe, Pete seems to have overlooked the minor fact that in that other case, the victim came back again bigger than ever. Good morning.